Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mel Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Rainey. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Chuck Rainey. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Dernier reaches second base with a double. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg bunts towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Trillo covering, for the out. Dernier moves to third. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham takes first base on ball four. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Durham steals second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trillo moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Brenly moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brenly scores. Krukow moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dernier takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Dernier steals second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 0 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dernier moves to third. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dernier scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball towards left. Matthews settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Matthews. Clark moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to second for the out. Clark moves to third. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Krukow. Matthews moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood juggles the ball. That's an error on Youngblood. Matthews moves to third. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0-for-1 in the game. Rainey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Verizer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dernier takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to third. Rainey moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer scores. There goes Rainey trying to get to home. Leonard throws the ball into Brenly, who tags Rainey, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Dernier moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0-for-1 in the game. Krukow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krukow moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krukow moves to third. LeMaster moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Rainey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Say moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Say scores. Matthews moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Frank Williams now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Hall moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Davis moves to second. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rainey takes first base on ball 4. Hall scores. Davis moves to third. Verizer moves to second. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Dernier takes first base on ball 4. Davis scores. Verizer moves to third. Rainey moves to second. It's 7-1, Cubs. Randy Lurch now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verizer scores. Rainey scores. Dernier moves to third. It's 9-1, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. Leonard strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Matthews moves to second. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Davis reaches second base with a double. Matthews scores. It's 10-1, Cubs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rainey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Randy Lurch. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier, who is chasing the ball. Clark reaches third base with a triple. Kuiper scores. Trillo goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Cubs. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Cubs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-3 in the game. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rennie Martin now pitching. Gene Richards now playing left field. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Dernier hits a fly ball into left field. Richards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Richards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brenly strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Henry Cotto now playing center field. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Trillo strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoddard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Scott Thompson now playing first base. Tim Stoddard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoddard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto strikes out. 2 outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Sandberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball towards left. Matthews settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Matthews. Thompson moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-4 in the game. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brenly takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Youngblood scores. Brenly moves to third. It's 11-6, Cubs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brenly scores. Richards moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-7, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Lee Smith now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and San Francisco Giants, 7. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.